he was really good. Whatever you were showing to him, he was doing. And he was doing things better than me.
Er hat Jamie Oliver, Tim Meltzer und ganz viele andere groß gemacht. Ein internationales Aushängeschild auch der italienischen Küche und Lebensfreude, kann man sagen. Hello and welcome. The one and only Gennaro Contaldo.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much. You sound like Tim and Jamie. And
really?
Yeah, but it's nice. It's nice.
Let's start with our little word wrap where you have to choose one thing, which I say now. Butter or olive oil?
Olive oil.
Ah, so clear.
But also butter is good. Goodish.
Ice cream or sorbet?
Both.
If you have to choose one.
If it's very, very hot in the summer, imagine you can have ice cream all year round. But if it's very hot in the summer, I probably will have a sorbet.
Okay.
But I have to be hot in the
it
summer.
It has to be very hot.
But ice cream all year round. I love it.
A Nutella with or without butter?
Well, Nutella is already with a lot of butter inside. So
fat with fat.
Yeah, fat with fat. I will have the Nutella.
A street food or a Michelin star restaurant?
Come on, street food, love it.
A QR...
But also Michelin star food, they're really good, they're really nice, they put so much effort to it. But I'm a simple man, you know, street food, I love it.
Champagne or Prosecco?
Prosecco, but champagne is also good.
Mountains or the sea?
I was born 30 meters above the sea, where my sea was my swimming pool, the back mountains, my garden, the village was my playground. How can I choose between all this? I had sea and mountains. So I do like both, I have to say.
At the Amalfi Coast, it was, really? Right?
Gosh, yeah. Gosh.
And now comes the meanest question.
Yeah.
Tim Meltzer or Jamie Oliver?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Speaking of this, so people know, you were the one who sort of discovered Jamie Oliver and Tim Meltzer, and I'm sure many other talents, which are maybe not as well known as both of them, but still, there has to be something about you which others don't have. What made you such a impactful mentor?
Well, it's not a difficult question or answer, I have to tell you. I've been in a kitchen that must have been, when I first started in the kitchen, must have been about 12 years old, and I love what the chef was doing it. It was a friend of mine, and in and out, I didn't go to school to go inside the kitchen, so the passion of cooking growing me, and so I used to observe many people the way they used to cook, and so you grown up, you go around the world, and then you cook, and then you create a kind of instant cooking, a kind of passions and everything. And there's these questions then. I love to pass it on, everything I had and I learned, because I can't really take with me. Also other people who do that. And I was very lucky to find the two that really wanted to learn. If you actually talking about Jamie, you know, everyone say, Jamie say my London father, this is Tim as well, I know, probably would say German father, my mentor. If you're talking about Jamie Oliver was growing in a family which had a restaurant. So he was very early in the kitchen. He was in the kitchen earlier than me. So can you imagine his father, Trevor, used to run a restaurant and pub in a country, and one way or the other, a mum his mum used to bring him in to say, oh, you know,
yeah.
Little at the age of 8, he was running inside the kitchen. So he used to see all these things. He learned,
yeah.
You know. So he already had on him. He just wanted an extra lift. So Jamie went at this college, Westminster College in Victoria, which is incredible college. You can learn how to make cooking, everything.
Mm-hmm.
When he actually is finished, they ask him what kind of cuisine he like to endorse better. And he chose to be Italian. And his friend Marco, which after so many years we find him, I said, well, there is only two people can actually teach it. One is my father. I don't know Marco's father because I don't even know. Marco, if you go at the Neil Street restaurant where Antonio Carluccio have a restaurant, there's a chef with the name of Gennaro. He's incredible. This is what he said. I didn't say this, me. I'm just a simple cook. I do cucina povera, simple cooking, but I have to be good. And one day he came at the restaurant very early in the morning. He was very young. He wanted a job. So I didn't know if it was what we call a school experience because he was young.
Mm.
Anyway, at the end, we gave him a job. And I saw him. He was doing well. Also, I noticed it that he really wanted to learn proper Italian food, my way to do it.
Yeah.
And so because I used to be the left hands and right hands, whatever you want to say, Antonio Carluccio, you know, be chef in the restaurant. And I used to get down to work about 3 o'clock in the morning sometime.
Really?
And Jamie was very good, but also he was also pastry chef, which he leave very late. It become a kind of bondness together. And he said, can I come to work in early in the morning? I said, you come, my boy. He said, are you working all day plus, you know, you work all night. Anyway, cut the short. I said, yes, but I said, you have to leave early. So you come early, have to leave early. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine somebody so affectionate of food, you know, finish 1 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
By 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, he used to come down again and help me to prepare bread, make fresh pasta, all the salt, whatever we had to do. And then by 8 o'clock, I had to send him home because I don't want him to work in so hard. And
really?
then again.
You sent him home so early because you didn't want him to work
well,
too much.
Because 10 o'clock, you have to start to work again.
Ah, yes.
But Jeremy, persistent. He want to. And in those very early morning, in the middle of the night, we create a kind of bond. And I would say to myself, my God, I have this so much experience, I never find anyone wanted to learn this way. And I said, look, I can only teach whatever, what I learn and everything. He accepted, I took him under my wing, and he became like son, which he called me his London father.
Mm.
But he was really good, whatever you were showing to him, he was doing. And he was doing things better than me. And I kept him very, very dear. Treat him like a son. He was treating me like a father. And so we never left.
Mm.
So he became very famous. So he went to work at River Cafe. He phoned me up. He said, I got a job in a River Cafe because I want him to move. He went to work everywhere. A River Cafe, there's TV, television's doing something. I said to him, look, you stand out back, Rolly. Pasta, do things like that. You always wanted people to not to see you. He said, I can't do it. I said, what do you mean I can't do it? He said, yeah, you know, this is what you've been doing with me. So he did, he tried and accepted him. And he said, I wanted Gennaro to be part of it. And the rest is history.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and then with Jamie, we release him every day. Message when I'm not at Benwell or at the restaurant. every Saturday he makes sure he calls me to see if I'm okay. But I see him all the time. Mm. We do working together. Many times we do film, which next week I'm filming in one of the Jamie program. Yeah. And we never left.
It's still a bond between you guys.
It's still exactly the same. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
With Tim, it was almost the same. Tim, oh my God. Bless him.
He had green hair, right? When you get to know him first. or blue hair.
Tim came from Germany because he wanted to be a chef. He wanted to work. He had love and passion. Also, one different experience. So he came to London and he was working Savoy Hotel, where they make all this Michelin star and so and so and so. And Tim, this is what Tim told me, he said, it was so beautiful, the food, but there was no soul on it. There was just, look, you have to handle everything. Also, there was kind of a competitions in the kitchen. I don't like it. There is no, what I remember this says, there was not much love. And then I was job at the New Street restaurants. He wanted to go back in Germany. And they said, okay, I'm going to try. Because they said, I think believe he had Gennaro, something like that. I didn't actually question anymore. So he came down and we gave him a job. Very extremely short hair. Thin. He was really small. One day his color black. Another day blue, another day red, searing. I just said to him, I didn't mind. I said, what do you do? You finish late. What do you do? You paint, yes, chef. I paint my hair like that. And he wanted to see exactly the same what to do, you know. At the same time, he became very close friend to Jamie as well.
Yeah.
So that a bond. And the bond was him, Jamie, as me to look after them.
So that they don't get over.
And oh my God, everything Tim was doing was to make pasta. He was so good. He moving around. He didn't ever refuse to do any kind of a job. He was there. Again, he was there to give him hands. And also the friendship they created with Jamie is like two brothers. I looked standing back. I said, well, I had one son and I got two. This is at the back of my mind when. And we never stopped, even when he came to Germany, never stopped to listen to one each other. Jamie, it's a long story, became famous, but also because there was that bond of a friendship, he called Tim in England to be one of his program. And Tim was already doing all right. Mm. And I was there in a program. We went to pick him up with the television at Stansted Airport. So we got him, we filmed, they cooked together, we cooked together. That is fantastic. Tim, he was very proud. Yeah, I was the proudest one on every thing. And slowly, slowly, we building up in this business.
Yeah.
And Tim is very affectionate. Tim has a heart like a gold, like a Jamie. You see, I can't choose between them. I love it. And, you know, Tim never forget his background when he was with us. And yes, most of everything I was showing to Tim, said, test this, move this, make sure you cook this particular vegetable, fish, or meat this time of the year, look at the season, test for flavor, you know, don't overdo it, don't put so much stuff in it. Simplicity, which is difficult to try to do simplicity. He did. But also he was very talented. Again, like Jamie, you know, Gennaro's this, Gennaro's that, because he never forget.
Yeah.
Gennaro is my this, my mentor, my thing. All on the people, yes, but he was very talented. But all right, I show him something, but not the way I just give him a push. Nothing goes.
Is this something I mean, you said you just gave them a push, but what is a good mentor? Also, like, in today's gastronomical world, where there is very understaffed sometimes, because a lot of people don't see much sense in doing it. Maybe they don't have a good mentoring system. What is a good mentor which you know gives this extra push to young people, in your opinion?
First, you have to love the job you do it. Mm. It is very important. If you wanted to be a chef, you have to persist it. In old days, people choose a job for life, and I did. This is what I'm going to do it, and this is till at the end of my day, this is my job. Second, you have to have respect of everything you cook. Let's pretend.
Yeah.
I bring fish on the table, bring a fish. A chef, look at this fish. Don't forget that fish used to run in the sea. They caught it, they bring them in. You have to cook, you have to celebrate it. The fish used to run in the sea, which means it's fresh. Mm. Let's cook them properly, celebrate. And then let's serve it. And then you say sometime, but I didn't know who cooked it. Doesn't matter, because in the back of your mind, when you cook them properly, back of your mind say, wait, then they taste it. They will celebrate. And you'll have a pure satisfaction. Find somebody mentoring. It is very important. Somebody with experience, give them the directions, very important. Somebody stand near, say, this is good, try to do this way, and very important, then you tell them, this is my way, stand there, don't worry, now you do it, try to make it better, don't do exactly the same like me, try to put your extra one, if it works, it works, if you know, you go back, persist, it's a long day, you know, Christmas, New Year's, birthday, you always, almost always in the kitchen, always cook. Find a person which you believe, you believe, give him his trust, then he can trust on you, and you will get a lot from the person. A mentor, you will never leave the kitchen. You will be that job for the rest of your life. Be a chef, it's not easy. You know, being in the kitchen in the summer, hot, you know, nice, different, nice, air conditioning, go everything. But fundamentally, very important, is extremely important, because they help you to understand, they help you to get your job properly, help you to do whatever you're doing the rest of your life properly, and they help you not to think, I'm doing this job for a year, tomorrow I'm going to be a mechanic.
Yeah.
This is what actually young boy goes. Yeah. Young boy, young girl. Girls, they're very good, actually. They cook. They cook for the feeling. Women, I always said, they're much better than men. We go around. We really press our brain to do. And then women, they go the mat route, the feeling. Whatever they touch it is good.
We come to our last question already.
Then I talk too much.
No.
Because Tim talk too much as well.
No.
Okay.
The last question. No, because I know that you have your shuttle in a couple of minutes, so I have to...
2 minutes?
Yeah, no, in a couple of minutes, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we come to the last question. If there was a dish you had to cook with Tim, which is it? Which would it be?
Tim liked simple food. He probably would have lovely... A spaghetti with garlic, chili, fresh cherry tomato. He will sit and he will go, that is good. That is good. It's simplicity. Tim, his food is simplicity. If you look his cuisine, it's very simple, but very nice, very tasty, full of love.
What beautiful words to end.
Thank
this
you.
Little podcast. Thank you so much, Gennaro.
Thank you.
Und wir sehen und hören uns bei der nächsten Podcast-Folge. Alles Liebe.